Leviticus chapter 6 today. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie to his neighbor in that which was delivered to him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or has deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost, and lies concerning it, and swears falsely, and any of all these that a man does, sinning therein, then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered to him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in principle, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it to him whom it pertains in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with your estimation for a trespass offering to the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he has done in trespassing therein. And I suppose everyone knows what stealing is, at least to a point. Most would agree, I hope you would agree, that if you take something that doesn't belong to you, that is stealing, and that is a sin. And that is incorrect. I mean, I should say that is something that people should agree on. But it is also a sin to find something and not return it to the owner if you know who the owner is. Keeping something that doesn't belong to you, whether you found it or took it, is considered stealing by God, and the item should be returned, and confession should be made to God for that sin so that you can receive forgiveness. 8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put on his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire has consumed with the burned offering upon the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, and he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes outside the camp to a clean place, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burned offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And so we see the fire on the brazen altar of burnt offering must never go out. There was always need for sacrifices to be made to God. And today the cross of Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death, which is what that brazen altar pointed to, is always making an atonement for our sins and is always providing fellowship between the Christian and God, and always providing forgiveness for the Christian's sin. The fire of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the efficacy of his once-for-all offering never dies out, but will continue on throughout all eternity, actually. 14. And this is the law of the meat offering, or the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the memorial of it, to the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat with unleavened bread, shall it be eaten in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall eat it. And again, we see that Aaron and the other priests were paid for their work of ministry. God doesn't expect anyone to work for nothing, whether it be preachers or factory workers or store clerks or doctors or whatever the case may be. No one is expected to work for nothing. The Bible says if a man will not work, then neither let him eat. But the flip side has to be true as well. If a man does work, then he should get wages so that he can buy food and whatever else he needs. 17. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it to them for their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, as is the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Everyone that touches them shall be holy. And so the grain offering, which the priest ate as part of their wages, was never to contain yeast. And hopefully by now you know why, but if you don't, I will tell you once again. It's because God said that that offering was most holy, and yeast is a picture of sin in Scripture. When we sin, we are not holy, at least in practice. And fortunately, Christ never sinned and has passed his sinlessness unto those of us who receive him as Lord and Savior, and therefore those of us who know Christ stand before God the Father, holy and acceptable to him through Jesus Christ. 19. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer to the Lord in the day when he is anointed, the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, perpetual, half of it in the morning, half thereof at night, in a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is baked, you shall bring it in, and the baked pieces of the meat offering shall you offer for a sweet savor to the Lord. And then verse 22, and the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever to the Lord. It shall be wholly burned. The priests who made their living by the offerings of the people also had to give offerings themselves. Everyone, every Christian, should give something to Jesus. Every Christian should give part of their income to the Lord and provide for those who teach the Word of God today. And those who receive offerings for teaching the Word of God need to give some of their income to the Lord as well. 23. For every meat offering for the priest shall be wholly burned, it shall not be eaten. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest that offers it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, you shall wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. Everything had to be done in the holy place. Everything surrounding the sin offering had to be done in the presence of God. Verse 28, but the earthen vessel wherein it was sodden shall be broken. And if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall both be scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among the priest shall eat thereof. It is most holy. And no sin offering, whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile with the holy place, shall be eaten. It shall be burned in the fire. And so the blood made atonement for sin. The blood of the sin offering made atonement for sin. And it had to be completely dedicated to God. Just as the blood of Jesus Christ makes atonement for the sins of the world and therefore is a holy thing today. It is a sacred thing. The blood of the sin offering was not to be eaten by the priest, just as no one should be using Jesus Christ as a means to get ahead today. Make your living by the gospel, if that's what you do, yes. But to use it for self-promotion, to use Jesus or any part of the Word of God for self-promotion, absolutely not. The blood was sacred. Jesus is sacred. His death on the cross is sacred. The message of the cross and salvation through Jesus Christ is also sacred and should never be used to attain someone's personal agenda. Never.